We are in Come Follow Me week 50, which is Haggai and Zechariah. And I just want to center on Zechariah chapter 7 and chapter 8. And the very first verse I want to start in chapter 7 is verse 3. And it says, "To speak unto the priests which were in the house of the Lord of hosts, and to the prophets, saying, Should I weep in the fifth month, separating myself as I have done these many years, so many years?" And what that means is they're saying, should we continue to do this, these fasts and these prayers and these offerings to you that we've done in the temple all this time? And what that means, if you go on, "Then came the word of the Lord of hosts to me," verse 5, "Speak unto the people of this land and to the priests, saying, When ye fasted and mourned in the fifth and seventh month, even those 70 years, did ye at all fast unto me, even to me? Should ye not hear the words," this is verse 7, "which the Lord had cried to the former prophets?" And what that means to me is that they're not intentional. They're just going through the motions. And I don't know about you, but I can remember at a time when most of our house was teens, and Fast Sunday just was just this bitter pill. I mean, it was like this battle. And I just could not get my kids to understand what the power of the fast was, an intentional fast, and how miracles could be worked through fasting. And I remember praying about it, and the Spirit said to me, "Start your fast on Saturday. Take your kids to the temple and go and do baptisms, and then go out for a treat, and then pray together or to dinner and start your fast." And it changed everything about fasting. It was something that they looked forward to it made us have a purpose. It made us gather together as a family and do it united. And we saw miracles happen. And one of the things that I have learned, when I had a son, I've talked about that, went away from the church for about 5 years. And one day I was just pouring out my heart to God, going, "I don't know what else to do." And the Spirit said to me, "Alma's father fasted." And so I began fasting every Sunday. And I've told you guys before, there was a time I went out walking and I was just crying. It had probably been 3 years at that time of fasting every Sunday. And I just said to the Lord, "Fasting's not working." And the Spirit said to me, "Oh, really? When he talked to you, when he started to fight with you this morning, did you say anything unkind back?" And I thought, "No, I didn't." "Did you raise your voice? Did you get angry?" "No, I didn't." Were you kind and loving? Did you leave when you felt it get heated?" "Yes, I did." And the Spirit said, "Fasting is working. The fasting is for you." And that has been a powerful, powerful experience for me to become intentional in my fasting. And I have seen miracles in my life. And most of those are happening in me. And I'm so grateful for the power of the fast. And so I love that. So I love this when he said, "Should you not hear the word the Lord had cried by former prophets?" Really, do I have to teach you some new thing? Really, do you have to hear it from President Nelson? Because if you read your scriptures and you're being intentional about doing the things that we've been taught, they all say the same thing. There is no new thing. Read your scriptures, say your prayers, go to the temple, attend church. It's all the same. By small and simple things, that's how we stay tethered to the Lord and we are intentional and we become who he needs us to become. Okay, so I love this. In 9 and 10, he's going to reemphasize things they have taught. "Execute true judgment, show mercy and compassion, every man to his brother. Oppress not the widow, the fatherless, the stranger, nor the poor. Let none of you imagine evil against his brother in your heart." And then I love this in verse 11. "But they refused to hearken and pulled away and stopped their ears that they should not hear." 12, "They made their hearts as adamant stone, lest they should hear the law." And if you look up adamant, it means refusing to be persuaded or contradictory. And then in 14, "Thus the land was desolate after them, that no man passed through nor returned, for they laid the pleasant land desolate." and nothing is left. It means there is no progression. It means we do not come closer. And if we're not drawing closer to God, if we're not moving forward, we will find we are slipping further and further away. And we lose the truth we once had. And we end up desolate with nothing. And I love that truth. I just think that is such a beautiful thing. Okay, if you turn to chapter 8 in verse 3, it says this, "Thus saith the Lord, and I am returned unto Zion and will dwell in the midst of Jerusalem, and Jerusalem shall be called a city of truth, and the mountain of the Lord of hosts, the holy mountain. So he will bring the temple of the Lord." That's the first thing when he dwells in our midst, right? That we have a temple, his house. And so we can have that now. One of the things that I have learned working in the temple is how much I look forward to being there. That truly is our home. That truly is where we should feel comfortable and at peace with people who are all striving to follow the Lord. The world should feel contentious to us and should not feel comfortable to us, should feel like this place that's falling apart, because that is not what we were made for. That is not our home. The temple is. Those blessings and those being in his midst and learning from the Spirit and the peace that it brings. Okay. Verse 8, "They shall be my people and I will be their God." And that centers all around the temple. Okay, 12, "For thy seed, for the seed shall be prosperous. The vine shall give her fruit. The ground shall give her increase. The heavens shall give their due. And I will cause the remnant of this people to possess all things." And that is the definition of prosperity, which is completely opposite than desolate, which Satan leaves us empty and with nothing, and God leaves us with everything, that everything multiplies and produces and becomes more. And I love that. It's all about who we follow. I remember reading once upon a time, Elder Irene, President Irene now said, if we are truly living the gospel, we should feel like we're walking uphill. It should feel like we are working, that it is a task. And the reason is because Satan will be working against us. But he said, here's the secret. We're either moving one direction or the other. Every day of our life, every day we wake up and say, I am going to intentionally seek God, because if we are not, we will find we are slipping further away. There is no resting. Okay, go to verse 19. And this I love. "Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the fast of the fourth month, the fast of the fifth, the fast of the seventh, the fast of the tenth, shall be to the house of Judah joy and gladness and cheerful feasts. Therefore, love the truth and peace." And I love that because it brings joy. It brings peace. It brings happiness. It should make us cheerful. And one of the truths I learned after that 5 years of fasting, there was probably about 4.5 years, there was a very serious incident that happened, and it was really a crossroads for this child. And the Spirit said to me, Alma's father rejoiced. Can you rejoice? And Alma, what that referenced was Alma the younger in a coma and his father calling together the people of the church to witness this miracle that was being worked on behalf of his son to turn his son back to God. And that truly is the cheerful feast, the power of the fast and recognizing God's hand and the glory of intentionally living and watching the miracles that he performs. And so now go in 21. "And the inhabitants of one city shall go to another, saying, let us go speedily to pray before the Lord and seek the Lord of hosts. 22. Many people and strong nations shall come to seek the Lord, to pray before the Lord." And then I love in 23, this was really cool at the end, "Even shall they take hold of the skirt of him that is a Jew, saying, we will go with you, for we have heard that God is with you. And others will see the peace in your life, and they will seek to be with you. They will ask, where have you found this peace? They will so desire that in their life." And I love that. President Nelson said in his last talk in this very last conference, as he was talking about the temples to be built, It is significant that the Savior chose to appear to the people at the temple. It is his house. It is filled with his power. Let us never lose sight of what the Lord is doing for us now. He is making his temples more accessible. He is increasing our ability to help gather Israel. He is making it easier for each of us to become spiritually refined. I promise that increased time in the temple will bless your life in ways nothing else can. And I just want to bear my witness this Christmas season that the biggest gift the Lord has given me is time in the temple where I have truly seen miracles. The matron this last week, as we were getting ready to work our shift, bore her testimony of miracles that happen all day long, every day in the temple. And it is so touching to me, the miracles that happen. And one of which was today as I went, there was this sweet friend of my daughter's there. As the session ended, I felt this impression that I should go quickly. And so I went up and made the session and thought maybe it was because the Lord knew my day would get hectic and I needed to get up there. But as the very last thing, as we were getting ready to go through the veil and the temple workers walked in, here was my daughter's friend who had come home early from her mission and is finishing as a temple service missionary. And she was at the veil, and I could barely get the words out as I stood next to her and just was overwhelmed by the power of temple blessings and being able to just hug her and be so grateful for the example of this girl being willing to serve the Lord. And I knew that God knew that would mean so much to me. And that was just a little tender mercy, just a little miracle for me today. But he does those all day long, every day at the temple. If you need more blessings if you're in your life, if you need more peace in your life, if you need more joy, go to the temple. Everything in my life has improved because of attendance in the temple. I hope you know the church is true. And more than that, I hope you know how much our Savior loves you.